Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jerry, what do you got?
We are brought to you by Bruni and Campisi Air Conditioning. Keep cool and visit bruniandcampisi.com. Well, what we got are home runs, and we've got a lot of them, and none for the home team. We'll start in the Bronx, where Boston went deep on a few occasions.
Well, here is the 2-1.
Swung on, there it goes. Deep right, it is high. No. It is far. It is gone.
Tanaka Tuesday.
A long 2-home run. For Mitch Moreland. Ooh. I mean, that was lost.
Bang!
The minute he swung the bat, that was gone. A 2-run home run for Moreland, his 7th of the year, and Boston takes a 3-1 lead.
We got Tanaka.
We got Tanaka.
We got
John Sterling on the crap. Hanley Ramirez would then come up. He would hit a home run. Andrew Benintendi would hit a home run in the 5th inning. Yeah, and this was part of a 5-4 win for the Red Sox. Craig Kimbrell came in, got the final 4 outs. He struck out 5 for the save. And the Red Sox take the series opener, get to within a game of the Yankees.
That's not accurate.
What's not accurate?
He can't get the last 4 guys out but strike out 5.
I said he got the last 4 outs and he struck out 5. That is true.
He got the last 4 outs, but he struck out 5.
It was a wild
5,
pitch,
yes.
Where the Yankees scored a run.
I would just say this. To me, I'm just sensing like a free Seems fall for like the Yankees coming up.
Inaccurate. You think a free fall? It's not
stop.
Inaccurate.
It was a 5-4 game, Ace.
Yeah, just,
it didn't feel like it, though.
It was a 5-4 game.
It felt like they got drilled.
They lost by 1 run.
They also had opportunities.
Yes,
they're hitting
they did.
Double plays.
Yeah, when you get the big hit.
How about
you're not always going to get the big
hit. How about
hit?
In the 9th inning? You got your big guys coming up.
Here we
and
go.
Strike 1, strike 2,
strike 3. It's like Bugs Bunny. Strike 1, strike 2, strike 3. Gary Sanchez.
Yes.
Ball almost hit him in the shoulder.
Brett Gardner, Gary Sanchez,
Aaron Judge threw a 99-mile-an-hour fastball.
Actually swung in a lot of bad pitches.
Well, the one he struck out on was right down the pike. And, I noticed he moved his head out a little bit.
He pulled the head out?
Yeah.
Head down
He's
the barrel.
Trying to yard it.
Matter of fact, there were when you looked at last night, the home plate umpire, his name was Tom Hallion. He had some fun calling third strikes. that was picked up on. Not only was he loud, it was like Leslie Nielsen. I mean, he had the movements going.
Right, you almost want to be like, hey, I struck out. I know I struck out. I don't need, hey!
Yeah, that was all funny. Over you. Paul O'Neill will feel 10 times worse than you already do.
Right, it's like, hey, guess what?
Paul O'Neill, I don't want to say he was killing him on the broadcast, but he was like, you know, listen, I just struck out. We don't need that.
Right,
meanwhile, during the broadcast, you know, Tanaka is having a real tough time, obviously. So after the second home run, the Ramirez home run,
yes,
I think
it was.
Larry Rothschild is going to trot on out to the mound, have a little chat with his starting pitcher, and another guy goes with him. And it's the Japanese translator for Tanaka.
Right.
All right? So Jerry Remy, who played for the Red Sox and is a broadcaster for them, is doing the game last night. I know Jerry's got the sound. We'll play it in a second. He took issue with the fact that the translator is going out to the mound with the pitching coach. Now, let me play the raw audio unedited. Go ahead.
I forgot with Tanaka, they take out a translator. I don't think that should be legal. Seriously. I really don't.
Now, I did stop it because there's a pitch in between.
Now, Dave O'Brien is the play-by-play man for the Red Sox after the pitch. Now, this is what's interesting about this. He could have let it be.
Right.
I think, not knowing what Remy's going to say, he did him a terrible disservice by extending the topic. He didn't know what Remy's going to say. This is where you got to protect your partner and let it be. He said nothing offensive in the first line other than he just don't like it, right?
Okay.
But O'Brien can't let it go.
What is it you don't like about that?
Now, stop right there. Stop it. Now, here's... You don't know what he said. You're going to hear it in a minute. Here's what's problematic about what O'Brien did there. He doesn't know either.
Right.
Now, Remy could come out and say anything. He doesn't like Japanese people. He doesn't like the fact that you haven't learned English. Go back to your own country if you don't speak. He could have said a lot of things, right?
Right.
And O'Brien's got no idea what he's going to say because he's asking him, what exactly don't you like about it? That's a bad job by a partner. But how did Remy handle the question?
Learn baseball language. You know, learn... You know, it's pretty simple. I mean, it's you break it down pretty easy between pitching coach and pitcher after a long period of time.
Now, there's nothing offensive about that at all.
Not at all.
It's
no.
not actionable. It's not offensive.
What am I?
It's not racial. It's not motivated by skin color. It ain't a religion. But nothing. There's nothing patently offensive about what he said there at all, correct?
Right.
And yet... Is there more, Jerry?
I mean, I have two more clips.
Go right ahead and play them so we have the whole story. Go.
Dave O'Brien commented on that.
I would say that probably, you know, they're concerned about nuance being lost in some of these conversations. Wanting to get it right 100%, although it was a very quick conversation, as we noted.
All right, so then the balls fell off.
Yeah, and Larry said to him, are you all right?
And then ends
I'm all right.
I'm probably in a minority in that. I don't think it's necessary. I don't know. That's just me.
And that was pretty much the end of
now,
it.
So what's offensive by anything?
Nothing. But how are people reacting
to it?
It's been written about everywhere. Conversation about something that may trouble you.
That's about right. Baseball?
Remy said nothing wrong.
Nothing.
He said nothing offensive.
It's his opinion, right.
But there are opinions that are offensive. This ain't one of them.
No, but you're right. But
so back off.
Who took issue with it?
It's all over.
It's been written about
everywhere. Boom. Remy's got to apologize. No, apologize for what? What did he say that was so offensive?
It's not offensive. I mean, no. I don't think he's right.
By the way,
but it's not offensive.
Listen, Larry Rothschild goes out there. He wants to make sure. Hey, you okay? Do you feel okay? After being in Major League Baseball for what now, 3 years?
Yes.
Right?
And being around Larry Rothschild for what, I would say probably close to 20 months?
I'm assuming that Tanaka, I don't know as a fact, but I'm assuming he understands the question in English. Are you okay? He don't need a translator for that.
But is that all that he goes out there to say?
I'm not saying he does. But it was a very quick trip. I'm assuming that's what he's asking him.
Because of the Ramirez home run. When you guys say somebody's taking issue with it, like who?
Well, why write about it?
But who is taking
it? It's in the paper. It's online. The audio is everywhere.
So what?
You're asking who's taking issue. We're giving you the answer. When you write about it, that means someone's got an issue with it.
Sports Illustrated, ABC News, newspaper.
What do they say?
You pick one. Illustrated or ABC? Pick one.
All right, give me Sports Illustrated and give me the writer's name.
All right, Sports Illustrated. This is Chris Chavez. Okay. Boston Red Sox analyst Jerry Remy said that it should be illegal for translators to go to the mound on visits and foreign pitchers should learn, quote-unquote, baseball language. All right?
Okay.
Let me get to the bottom of it here. They show a clip of it, blah, blah, blah. My man, let me say this. My man, Sports Funhouse, is like the new
go-to
provider of clips.
Yes.
Everyone's using his. He's just recording crap off TV, but everyone's using his stuff. He became a rock star overnight. Hold on. I apologize. I didn't know you were going to ask for this, so I didn't have this prepared. In this one, they're just acknowledging what Remy said.
All right, so nobody's taking issue with
it. Why write it, though?
Why don't we write a story about what they said in the seventh inning?
All right, so give me somebody else.
Trust me, I'm trying.
Just
to
by
deal.
Writing it, you're taking issue
I'm
with it.
Trying.
But we're talking about it. So.
Let me see if I got something here from ABC News. All right? ABC News, Ben Walker. AP baseball writer. I think a lot of them are merely. I don't know that he's an
opinion. They're just reporting it.
Because he's not a columnist.
Right, so they're just reporting it.
He's a. 2013 MLB adopted rule that permitted interpreters to join it. Then that's on the heels of the situation filled with Mike Schmidt, where Mike Schmidt said that outfielder Odubel Herrera's language barrier would make it difficult for him to be a team leader.
I have those too.
I agree with that also.
I have those as well.
If I don't understand what you're saying, or vice versa, it'd be hard for you to lead me somewhere if we can't communicate with one another, right? English to Spanish or Spanish to English. That's that. I want to see if there's a calm on it, all right?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, people are just way.
I just want to say, what did he say that's wrong or offensive?
I think they're just reporting it, but it doesn't sound like it's offensive.
It's not that it's offensive, but I do think it's wrong.
Why?
Who is he to have to learn English? He's paid to play baseball. If you get paid to go play in Japan, is it going to be easy for you to learn Japanese baseball lingo?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
Lingo, though, I think. I could be wrong. If you lived in Japan for 3 years.
Sure.
Don't you think you'd pick up something?
Perhaps, but to Dave O'Brien's point, you don't want anything lost in translation. You want to make sure you got this.
What, are we sharing nuclear secrets?
No, but
throw the fastball.
You're the first one. Aren't you the first one to say, though, when the translator gives us an answer, sometimes it's a lot longer than the question.
I hate the concept of the translator. I always have.
But it is necessary.
My feeling is that after a certain amount of time playing baseball here, that you should have, I would think you've picked up enough of the language to be able to communicate. That's just my opinion on it.
Well, who are we to say that they should know by now?
I also think using a translator is a crutch for some foreign-born players. It's just easier to do it. I ain't got to talk.
And it's also easier not to lose something in translation, and they get written about the wrong way because we don't understand what they were saying.
We were talking about, of all the things that the pitching coach is going to, you didn't play beyond high school, but maybe you know this better than me. Of all the things a pitching coach is going to say to a player in the situation last night, it ain't Rubik's Cube.
Are you okay? Everything okay? Everything, your arm okay? Everything feel fine?
Right. That's the first thing he's asking.
The other thing that I could see where there could be a need for a translator is if they're going over like a game plan.
Right.
Maybe for another guy that's coming up or something and you want to go a little bit more into detail. I could see that. It doesn't seem to bother. I know it may bother Jerry Remy. It may bother other people too. It didn't seem to bother the coaching staff.
I don't know. I just, the whole thing.
Well, they dealt
strange.
With it with Daisuke Matsuzaka a few years ago.
Yes.
As well. And they said they went to great length, the coaching staff did, to learn to speak to him.
Some Japanese. So yeah, there's probably some Japanese that's being used by some of these coaches as well. And I would imagine some Spanish.
Sure.
Right?
Listen, the whole thing is stupid.
Well,
it's just stupid.
CC Sabathia.
And by the way, I know that I'm going off on a tangent on this, but it's just. We invent trouble when trouble doesn't need to be invented, and we've become so what happened to us? This is such a non-story, and people writing about it like Jerry Remy's, what did he say? Hey, what did he say? He said nothing offensive or objectionable. You gotta get over yourselves.
He didn't say what Bill Maher said.
We become so sensitive and about what?
Agreed.
Jesus.
I mean,
oh,
really?
No.
You want to talk about offensive and
Bill Maher.
Oh, my gosh. It doesn't get worse than that.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. I can't believe Jerry Remy just said he doesn't like translators. Oh. Pandemonium in Piscataway. Well, you get
sometimes
it.
This radio program needs a translator.
Oh. When's that?
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. I tell you, what's more offensive than what Jerry Remy said? The way Tanaka pitched.
Yes.
The way the Mets are playing.
Yeah. DeGrom pitched.
It's just, come on, man.
What was going on with DeGrom in the dugout last night?
We've changed. I don't like it.
Huh?
We've changed.
I mean, Terry
Collins.
I give Terry Collins credit. This is what I liked about Terry Collins. Now, the problem is that the cameras are on you. And I just can't believe it. Dylan G's going to beat me.
He sucked too, thankfully.
I thought I was going to be the ace of the staff again, but I guess I'm not. Oh, Terry, give me a hug. I like the fact that he cares enough, but dude, crying in the dugout. Ooh, 4 innings, 10 hits, 8 runs.
He was awful.
A walk, 2 strikeouts. And then poor Terry Collins. God knows the gibberish he was talking. And I mean, I was
kind of a translator.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
Hug.
The worst part of it was the Mets gave him a lead in every inning.
3 innings
just
in a row.
Gave it right back.
They gave him one-run leads.
Terrible.
Yes.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. So they lost 10-8. Scooter Gennett had 4 home runs, drove in 10. What else can I tell you?
4 home runs.
4 home runs.
God, you never heard of it. 4 home runs against you.
Tonight in Cleveland, game
8
3.
8 games under .500.
NBA Finals, Cavs and Warriors, Golden State up 2 games tonight.
Rome is burning, and God knows where Jeff Wilpon or Sandy Olsen are. Wonder if they even watch the games anymore.
They're not easy to watch, I'll tell you that.
They're not easy to watch.
No, they're not.
And what's weird about it, Yeah, you look at the final score, you go, well, they're 10-8.
By the way, they had chances, too.
And they did have chances to even tie it and maybe take the lead.
Yeah.
So I do respect the fight and the fact that they didn't just give up at bats, you know, down 8-2, or 8-4 at least for sure. And you're,
but yeah, if you're told you they score 8 runs and DeGrom starting.
Yes. How did they not win? They got 8 runs with DeGrom.
God. Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Terrible. Oh, they give up 10.
That's why it's so frustrating right now. And it has been. And it has been. It has been now for a good 6 weeks.
I will say this. Last night is probably, on the Yankee side, probably the third time, only the third time this year, I felt where when you turned on the TV, you're like, that's awesome. Now, not that they lost, obviously, but that place was packed. Yeah. You know, the bleachers are packed. Typically, you turn on the game, and for the first 3 innings, there ain't nobody sitting behind the plate. And even though, you know, Tanaka was terrible, Al's right when he complains that when you turn on a game, even if you love the team that you're watching, when it looks like there's no one there, it's hard to watch that. When you have a game last night where the place is packed, that's a game you want to leave on the TV because it looks good, you know?
Well, it depends on the type of fan you are. If you're a diehard, you're watching the game.
I'm not saying you're not going to watch. I'm saying it's not as entertaining or exciting when there's
a feel
nobody
to it.
There.
You're right. 42,000 yesterday in their
seats.
There's
like a tangible dynamic to seeing people enjoying themselves in the Bronx.
An electricity.
On electricity, even, boom. Yeah. Even that. Boom, did you ever have a nickname?
Well, the Red Sox were in town, so they brought the electricity with them.
Let me ask you a question.
They played well.
Yankee they hater. Did, yes.
Here's my
not
question.
A Yankee hater, yeah, man. Yeah.
Other than Boomer. Yes. I was told something yesterday, and I want to see if you're going to be honest with the audience or not. I want you to think about it, and then we'll come back after the break with it. I was told yesterday that you had another nickname. That's what I was told yesterday.
Okay.
And that nickname, you earned the nickname. It started in your third year in Cincinnati, that someone gave you a name, and amongst the guys, it was not like very public, amongst the guys, you had like a secondary nickname.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. King Pipeline.
Boomer and Carton on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.